This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's listen to one more clip here in the trial of Karen Reed. This is Jen McCabe giving some major testimony. And I believe what is in there is even something that you had just recently mentioned about her laying on his body. She pulls her shirt up to put body heat on him. But it's a full account of that car ride going up and actually finding the body of John O'Keefe and what she claims that they experienced. Let's take a look.
Karen, we saw you outside of my sister's.
And what was her response to that?
She told me that she didn't remember going there. And then she started yelling, Jen. And then she was saying, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? And then she proceeded to say that she had a cracked taillight. In the car was Kerry Roberts. And so she kind of rolled down the window and was like, Karen, what are you doing? And then the plow was behind her. So Kerry pulled up and I told Karen that I was going to drive her car because I didn't want her driving because she was hysterical. So we got in her car and then Kerry Roberts called Karen. And then Karen was screaming and, saying that she had cracked her taillight. We need to go to Fairview. Could I have hit him? Did I hit him? And then she would just scream our names. Kerry was telling her to shut up. We drive past the flagpole area, and all of a sudden, Karen starts screaming, there he is, there he is, and she's banging to get out.
And banging on the door in the backseat?
Yes.
And at the time that she's saying this, were you able to see anything outside of the vehicle?
I saw nothing. Miss Roberts looked at me and said something like, she's crazy or she's bat crazy, something like that.
And when the defendant gets out of the vehicle, where is it that she goes?
She just runs.
And runs where?
Straight to John. She straddles John and she lifts up his shirt. And then she lifted up her shirt and went to lay on him. And Miss Roberts went over and she was removing the snow from his face.
What's your reaction to that testimony?
It was powerful. It's compelling. When you hear that, that's when you don't have the charges you have. Mm-hmm. And that is that, and it. The first thing what I was writing down during it too, did I hit him? That could also, because of the situation, it could be that a survivor guilt response as well, because she's trying to make sense of the horrendousness that she's facing.
Yeah,
this is. I mean, if nothing, again, it just emphasizes what a horrible accident.
Yeah,
whether she did it or not, I don't know. I don't know if any of them know, just because they were so obliterated.
If this is all true, I mean, Karen certainly seemed to suspect that it might be her who did it.
Yeah,
Again, didn't have the pieces together. Realized she has a cracked taillight. Just put in the
Tony, in the moment, that is a completely honest response.
Sure,
she's questioning her own actions.
Yes.
She's not saying she did or didn't. She just doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because did I hit him? She's asking the question because she has no idea, because she should not have been driving like she was driving.
Mm-hmm.
None of them should have been doing the things they were doing. And that's why this horrible thing happened.
And we just kind of are left still with, will we ever know exactly what happened? And
I really don't think so. There'll eventually be some accountability here. I'm not sure what it'll wind up being, but I hope for the family's sake there's some sort of accountability. But what kind of accountability can you really get from a bunch of friends that were just being really stupid and a horrible thing happened?
I know. And at the end of all of this, if she is acquitted, if she is found not guilty, it's going to be viewed as a win, for the story of conspiracy and beating someone up. But I don't know that it truly would be that either. I know the Free Karen Reed folks will think that, but I think it may be just kind of looked at as, look, no one really knows the answer to this question. And everybody here does seem to truly care about each other. Mm-hmm. So why punish? I mean, certainly life changes need to be made so they're not out there being drunk and living this life. But do you punish this? How do you punish this?
Yeah, and I think everyone's going to learn something from this. Yeah. And I really hope the prosecution team learns something from this too, about just don't jump so fast. Yeah. Because I think it could have been done and still very differently. And I think if they had come at this from a different angle, people would feel a lot better about it right now than they are. And I mean, it's just saying you could feel better about the loss of John O'Keefe's life, but the amount of extra lives that are being devastated right now, I don't think it needed to happen like this.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.